Sri Lanka Foreign Minister Rohita Bugalagama is warning that up to 800 army deserters, most allied with former general and opposition candidate Sirat Fonseca, are poised to disrupt the presidential election.
Unscrupulous elements can exploit this situation to cause violence in a manner that is alien to our traditions of tolerance and unknown in Sri Lanka before the conflict situation erupted.
Bugalagama said 25 army battalions and 68,000 police officers have been deployed to ensure a violence-free election. Former General Fonseca, hoping to unseat President Mahinda Rajapaksa, says 5 battalions posted in the capital, including 2 composed of special forces soldiers, some just 100 meters from his campaign office, are an ominous sign that he and other opposition leaders could be targeted as part of a military coup should he prevail at the ballot box.
If they want to bring war to Colombo, of course, we will face it.
VOA observed hundreds of soldiers who have appeared to set up a makeshift camp in the grandstands of a race course just down the street from the Fonseca headquarters. Western diplomats say they are concerned about the potential for violence by supporters of the two rivals after election results are announced Wednesday. Mr. Fonseca alleges the government is continuing to sling mud against him on the state-controlled airwaves even after official campaigning was supposed to have ended.
The democracy, democratic process, and the constitution, and the law of the country is totally being ignored by the government and head of the government.
Independent domestic monitors are lending credence to charges of manipulation of postal ballots, the military intervening in the political campaign, and misuse of state resources, including the media, in favor of the president. Pakiasote Saravanamutu of the Center for Policy Alternatives said, the election's integrity has already been seriously challenged.
With deep regret, we have to say that when you look at it, in terms of what public officials have said, what they have done, the violence and malpractice recorded, we have a picture of dysfunction and breakdown.
Although there are only 20 international observers in the country for the election, more than 3,700 Sri Lankan monitors are to be at the polling centers. The country has about 14 million eligible voters. All indications are the two Sinhalese men, regarded by the respective camps as the true heroes of last year's defeat of the Tamil Tiger rebels, are locked in a tight battle. Both sides have told VOA News their polling shows their candidate in the lead. Steve Herman, VOA News, Colombo.